嗯，青少年他们的敬拜怎么样？
好，
好，我们为他们鼓鼓掌。
Yeah.
我们教会最近有很多的新事发生。
There are many new things happening in our church.
是的，我们今天看到一群年轻人在前面带领敬拜。
Now we see a group of youth leading a worship.
神让我们看到什么呢？
What God wants us to see?
神让我们看到在后的已经成了在前的。
God let us see what's behind now in the front.
原来他们都是跟着爸爸妈妈来教会的。
Before they will follow their parents to the church.
现在我们看到他在属灵的事上他们不落人后。
Now we see they're participating joining with parents.
他们不仅成为他们父母的安慰，也成为我们教会的祝福。
They're become the blessing to your church as well as the comfort to their parents.
我们也可以讲一些年轻人。
Now we talk about other youth, young people.
燕华的女儿慧慧在我们教会中受洗。
The daughter of Annie, Fair was among us and baptized.
这两天她还在中国。
In these days, she is still in China.
她还在和 ACCBC 一群美国人在中国宣教。
She joined with the American Christian friends from HCBC doing the mission in China.
这次去她不得了，因为只有她一个中国人。
She is the only Chinese in this mission trip.
所以在这个团队里，她又做翻译，又传福音。
She becomes the translator of the group and also proclaim the good news.
更令人感动的是，她跟妈妈说：“妈妈，我过去一直跟你吵，但是我要告诉你，都是我错。”
The very most touching part was on her mission trip. She told her mother.Before I argue with you all the time, I was wrong.
上个礼拜，燕华流着眼泪对我说：“应该叫年轻人都去短宣，他们去了就长大了。”
Last week, Annie told me, should let those young people go to the short mission trip. When they are on the trip, they grow up.
这次是慧慧，下次可能要轮到你哦，年轻人。
This time it's Fair, maybe next time it's you.
我们也知道张荣和婉芳的孩子。
We also know the children of Mr. Zhang and Auntie Wan Fang.
Yeah, 他们的女儿今年三月去埃及短宣。
Their daughter went to a mission trip to Egypt this March.
而他们的儿子 Peter 又在尤其连续有半年的休学，为的是到印度去进行短宣。
And their son Peter postponed this academic study for half of year in order to do a mission in India.
他是昨天离开 Austin 的。
Yesterday he left Austin.
晚芳告诉我说 ，Peter 为了去短宣，他就为自己来筹款。这之前已经有一段时间做 part time 的工作。
Peter was doing had been doing a part time job and fundraising for a while in order to raise enough fund for this mission trip.
他为了这次短宣，他已经自己筹集了几千块钱。
She raised a few thousand dollars for this mission trip.
所以婉芳说，我们父母支持她的决定，因为这是在学校里学不到的。
Auntie Wan Fang said, they fully support Peter's decision because what he's going to learn will never be taught in the school.
我们也已经都知道了啊，那个崇义和林美的儿子啊 ，Alex 他们啊，放下了手中的工作，全时间的啊，奉献给主，走上了全时间奉献的路。
Also, we know Alex and Teresa, son and daughter-in-law of Tony and Ling Mei, they put down their work and dedicate all their life to the mission.
我们教会中还有三个年轻人，他们是少南、是雅欣，还有蒋蒋。
And in our church, there are also three young people named 少南、雅欣、蒋蒋。
他们经过半年的寻求，已经建立了一个小羚羊的团契。
They established a little spiritual sheep fellowship after a half year's searching in front of God.
有人觉得小羚羊他们敢没有办法来那个啊他们是一个专门向年轻的专业人士传福音的一个华人基督的团契。
This is a fellowship to.Preach gospel to the young profession in Austin.
他们一直想低调一点，但是我牧师还要为他们来说几句。
They tend to be low key, but as a pastor, I'd like to promote their work.
因为他们的心智实在不小，他们 的广告词是说，欢迎所有在 Austin 的年轻人，华人基督徒与慕道友来参加他们的活动。
They have a broad vision and they welcome all the young profession, Christian or the truth seeker friends, to their fellowship.
但是我在他们的文字中看到有一个字，他们把慕道友写成了那个慕，不是一个渴慕的慕，变成了一个文慕的慕。
In the Chinese written, they changed the, they have a homograph, loving truth, and they changed the character to the tomb because they sounds the same.
但是我觉得蛮有属灵意义的，因为其实当我们信主的时候，耶稣说我们是什么？出死入生 ，Yeah， 所以必须经过死。
So I think this is, has a spiritual meaning because the tomb means we that means the death. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we out of death into the life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们要来讲说的信息是彼得旅海的故事。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, today our message is about Peter walking on the lake.
我们要借着圣经上的话，也借着神已经在我们教会，在我们身边兴起的一个美好的见证，来听听上帝今天要对我们说什么话。
Let's hear what God wants to teach us through all those wonderful testimony around us.
我们请大家把圣经打开，翻到马太福音，我们要从14:25读到32。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to read from verse 25 to 32.
我们要从马太福音14:25读到32。
It's from verse 25 to 32, Matthew 14.
翻到了，我们就一起来诵读。天风不顺，浪很大，整个船是被浪摇撼。
The Bible recorded that night the wind was against them, and the wave was high.And the whole boat was buffeted in the wave.
而且是到了晚上，一直这么风浪这么大，一直到晚上四更天，那就是子夜以后的晚上深夜的一点到三点。
And the storm was severe till the late night. It was recorded to the fourth watch of the night, which is one to three o'clock in the morning.
这个时候，圣经说耶稣就旅海。踏着海水直接走到了门徒的小船边。
At that time Bible recorded Jesus was walking on the water towards the disciple.
今天我的题目是彼得旅海的故事，所以我们今天不是主要讲耶稣，而是讲彼得怎么学着耶稣的样子也要来旅海的故事。
Today's story is not about Jesus but Peter walking on the water following Jesus' example.
我们先来看前面的四节经文，我们再来一起来思想。
Let's look at the first four verses.
夜里四更天，25说，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
Verse 25, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the lake.
26节说，门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。
Verse 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear.
27节说，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Verse 27, but Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Verse 28, Lord,If it's you, Peter replied, let me come to you on the water.
我们首先看到耶稣是从海面上走向门徒的。
First, let's see, Jesus was walking on the sea towards the disciples.
这是耶稣在白天用五饼二鱼喂饱5000人的神迹之后，再一次彰显了他从神而来的超然的大能。
This is another miracle displaying Jesus' supernatural power after he performed the miracle using5 loaves and 2 fish feeding 5,000 people.
彼得出生渔夫之家，可以说是一个从小在水里长大的人。
Peter was born in a family of fishermen, so we can say Peter knows about water when he was little.
但是他看到耶稣竟然能够在海面上行走，如履平地，不觉感到新鲜刺激，他巴不得也能和耶稣一样。
But when Peter saw Jesus could walk on the water as walk on the ground, he was astonished and amazed, want to be able to walk on the water as Jesus.
所以你看他说，主啊，如果是你，请你叫我也能够这样从水面上一直走到你那边去。
So he replied, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water.
彼得想冒险，想亲身体验一些从来没有过的经历。
So Peter wanted an adventure, want to experience something never happened in his life.
大家知道彼得这个时候已经不是少年人了，他早已结婚了。圣经告诉我们啊，耶稣曾经到他岳母家去医治他岳母的热病。
At that time, Peter was no longer a young person. He was married for a while. In Bible said, Jesus went to his mother-in-law's house to heal her from the fever.
或许彼得跟我们在座的许多人的年龄不相上下，我想说的是冒险绝对不是一个少年人的专利。
Maybe Peter was at the same age as most of the people sitting in this room. And what I want to say is, adventure is not only belong to young people.
看一个人的心态是否还年轻，其中一个就是看他里面已经多久没有冒险的勇气了。
The courage of taking adventure is a indication of somebody's heart, how young somebody's heart is.
其实属灵的事情我要说也是一样的。
And I would say it's the same for the spiritual life.
现在我请大家先来思想两个问题。
Now I'd like you to consider two things.
第一，耶稣有没有在听到彼得想要跳船下海，就立刻制止他的冒险？
First question is, did Jesus immediately stop Peter from jumping out of boat, walking towards him.
没有，耶稣说你来吧。
No, Jesus said, come.
第二，耶稣有没有因为彼得跳船下海失败而教训他以后不要再冒险？
Second question, did Jesus rebuke Peter and stop him from taking the adventure anymore after Peter failed to walk towards him.
答案也是一样，没有。耶稣反而鼓励他，提升他，告诉他不用气馁，你只要有信心，不疑惑，你本来完全是可以踏着水走到我面前来的。
But Jesus encouraged Peter and elevated him and tell him, as long as you have faith without doubt, you could have walked to me.
我们每个人其实到在这里都可以得到圣灵的光照，原来我们的神鼓励并喜悦我们为他而冒险。
So everyone here should be enlightened through this, this scripture that Jesus delight in us when we take adventure for him.
其实上帝的儿女因着基督的信仰愿意与世界相左，愿意与自我相对，每一天都可以是一个冒险。
As a matter of fact, as Christian would like to separate from this world and deny self, this is a daily adventure.
我举例说，作为一个员工，当你的主管要你为他工作上的差错去向外人说一个谎，你会持守信仰的立场不说谎吗？
For example, if an employee refuses to say a lie to cover his manager's fault, Do you think this is an adventure?
作为一个学生，当别人在做某些事情，你知道这是不好的，但你倘若不加入，就会被人笑话。你会不会为耶稣放下自己的荣辱？
As a student, would you join the peer to do something which you know was not good, and willing to take the laughand teasing for the sake of Christ.
这些都是冒险，而且不比彼得跳船下海的勇气来得小。
These are all the adventures. They take courage no less than Peter, courage jumping out of boat.
彼得说：“主，如果是你，请你叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”
Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water."
我们在圣经中看到，在旧约神借着他的先知，在新约神又借着他的使徒讲了同样的话。
We see this in the Bible, in the Old Testament from the prophet, and also in the New Testament from the disciples.
我们可以在圣经上我们看一段圣经，在《使徒行传》二章十七节、十八节。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
我们看看神借着使徒，在二章《使徒行传》二章十七节、十八节，他说了怎样的话。
Let's look at Bible, how Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
这话不仅是旧约的先知讲的。
This is not only said by prophets in Old Testament.
也是耶稣的使徒门徒在说的。
It's also said by the apostles.
十七节十八节我们搬到了一起来读，我们来说。神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。好，神说他要将他的圣灵浇灌凡有血气的人。
God said he will pour out the spirit to all the people from flesh.
神要说他要因着圣灵浇灌在他里面，完全的改变他们。
God says he will pour out his spirit on the people and totally change them.
让他们的少年人见异象，让他们的老年人做异梦，让他的仆人使女说预言。
He will let the young men see the vision and old men dream the dream and his servants prophesy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，什么叫见异象、做异梦、说预言呢？
Dear brothers, what does it mean by see visions, dream dreams and prophesy?
不是神给你什么超然的恩赐，而是给你一个敢于因他的异象、异梦、预言而活的生命和能力。
It is not a supernatural gift from God, but a life with strength to live for God's vision, dream, and prophecy.
因为在每一个异象、每一个异梦、每一个预言的背后，都应该有一个敢于为耶稣冒险的生命。
Because behind every vision, dream, and a prophecy, there should be a life willing to take an adventure for Jesus Christ.
上个礼拜我们主日学新生命，讲新生命与圣灵充满。
Last week, our disciple training class, we talked about new life and filled with Holy Spirit.
子夏弟兄有一个分享，我不知道大家注意到没有。
Uncle Howard has a sharing.
他说一个被圣灵充满的生命的特征，其实有一点像喝醉了酒。
He said a life filled with Holy Spirit can be compared with somebody under influence of alcohol.
我们都在说要被圣灵充满，但是他说如果你看一个人是不是圣灵充满，你就看他的生命特征中是不是像喝了酒。
We all talk about filled with Holy Spirit. If you see a person being filled with Holy Spirit or not, then you need to see his life is under what kind of influence.
五旬节的时候，使徒们被圣灵充满，他们向外邦人传福音，那里面热心的程度，以致外邦人觉得他们是喝醉了酒。
When Pentecost, the disciples preached good news to the Gentile, their zealous heart and their passion make.The Gentiles considered they were under the influence of alcohol.
这也就是为什么保罗会说不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
That is why Paul said, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
保罗为什么说一个被圣灵充满的人要跟一个醉酒来对比呢？
Why Paul compare with being filled with Holy Spirit? Was getting drunk on wine.
一个被圣灵充满的人，因为他被神的带领，有时候会做出来的行为，在别人看来，或许真的有点不可理喻，像喝醉了酒一样。
A person filled with Holy Spirit. His life is under the guidance of God. What he does may be not understandable for most of the people.
我们可以思想一下，那个不愿意为主管撒谎的员工，当他接下来受到主管种种非难的时候，但是他里面心却是平安的，没有愤怒，也没有恐惧，这叫喝了新酒，被圣灵充满。
Let's consider that employee refused to lie for his manager. He may experience many hard times from his boss, but he still has peace in his heart, no anger, no anxiety. This is called filled with Holy Spirit, drinking the new wine.
当一个学生因为不愿意同流合污，被同学们取笑羞辱，最后含着眼泪仍然不后悔自己的抉择，这叫被圣灵充满。
And also that student refused to join along with the group doing the worthless thing, even with tears, he or she still has no regret to what she decided.
我们看到慧慧在宣教途中开始悔改，跟妈妈认错，都说那都是我的错。
We see a fair confess.said it was all her fault during the mission trip to her mom.
她过去什么事情都要跟妈妈争个明白，什么事情都要跟妈妈辩个输赢，到现在完全的否定自己，这要叫做跳船下海为主冒险。
Before Faye would argue with her mom on everything to right or wrong or fight to who wins or lose, but now she denied herself and admit her wrongdoing to her mom. This is called jump out of the boat filled with Holy Spirit.
我们刚才还讲到小羚羊。
Before we talk about the fellowship of little spiritual sheep.
作为一个团契，虽然他们连一个相对固定的聚会场所现在还没有，但是两天前我已经看到他们凭着信心发出的 email 已经将接下来40堂的聚会的内容已经落实到人。
Up to now they don't even have a dedicated place to gather, but they already dedicate the 40 lessons material toThe certain person, email.
我想这就叫跳船下海，为主冒险。
I said this is taking adventure for Jesus Christ.
其实这两年啊，我们也看到我们磐石教会在冒险。
And in these years, we see as a church we're taking adventure.
就是有那么一群人，他们舒舒服服的大教会不愿意待。
Then there is a group of people, they care less for the comfort in the big church.
他们丰丰富富的属灵资源也不要用，却要出来职堂受苦。
Care less of the abundant spiritual resource in the big church.
前不着村后不着店，就连我们的孩子也为此付上了许多的代价。
They join our church withNo help in front and no support at the back, and their children also suffer with them in some degree.
不可理喻的是，还有不少的人明明知道我们磐石教会的艰难，还愿意加入我们的行列，这就叫跳船下海，为主冒险。
And more, there are some people they know the difficulty we face, but they still willingly to join us to take an adventure.For God.
我们能不能现在真的是在主的面前，为着我们自己敢于为主冒险，先为自己能够愿意被圣灵浇灌而鼓鼓掌，好不好？我们能够为自己在主面前
taking courage to taking an adventure for God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要说彼得是因为看见主在水面上行走才跟着跳下去的。
We should say Peter dared to jump out of boat because he'saw Jesus was on the water.
我要问你的是，如果你现在看到耶稣在海面上行走，你会不会像彼得一样冒险跳下去呢？
Now I would like to ask you, if you see God Jesus walk on the water, would you willingly to jump up out of boat and walk on the water towards him?
当彼得说主如果是你请你去我从水面上走到你那里，耶稣说好你来。
So Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus replied, yes, come.
我在说冒险不是少年人的专利，凡是被圣灵浇灌都会为神赐给他的新生命冒险。
Again, I would say, taking adventure is not only belong to young people. For every new life, they should be the courage to take adventure for God.
凡是一个人被圣灵浇灌的人都会为神赐给他的异象、异梦和预言而冒险。
For a Christian, they would love to take an adventure for God, for the vision, dream, and the prophecy God gave them.
耶稣要彼得不要怕，只要信。
Jesus want Peter to believe, no doubt.
既然彼得只要凭着信心就能走到耶稣的跟前，那我们凭着信心也一样能够走到耶稣跟前。
If Peter could walk towards Jesus only by faith, then we could.
我们不能否认面对大海，人落在船里就意味着安全，意味着舒适和保障。
We know facing the stormy sea inside a boat means comfort, safety and protection.
那一天加利利海，在加利利海上，在船上你可以看到水涨得很高，浪打得很凶，风也吹得很厉害。
That night we can see on the Galilee Sea, the wave was high, the water was rushing in, the wind was blowing hard.
如果你贸然跨出船舱，你就会下沉。
If you dare to jump out of boat, you may sink.
但是如果彼得他不离开自己的船，他永远也不会达成在水面上行走如履平地的梦想。
If Peter wouldn't step out of the boat, then he would never be able to fulfill his dream walking on the water as on the ground.
这就是许多人信主一辈子，从来没有在自己的生命中真正经历神是超然的、有大能的原因。
This is the reason why a lot of Christians never experience God's power and the greatness in the whole his Christian life.
这些弟兄姐妹可以把圣经翻开告诉别人神是超然的，但是他却无法借着自己与神同行的经历告诉别人神超然的是可以叫我踏水如平地的。
Many of them, they could open the Bible, tell others God's greatness and the power, but they can never tell people through their experience that God is great and powerful through his life experience.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要说，你得离开你的船。
Dear brother, sister, I would say you need to leave your boat.
其实在我们生命里面早就有什么在告诉我们自己，我们的生命不应该只是整天坐在船里面。
Actually, in our life, there are little voices have been telling us we shouldn't be sitting in our boat all day long.
我们要离开每天固定的、看似安全的环境，放下自我，跟随耶稣踏上探险的旅程。
We should join Jesus to take an adventure, leaving our comfort leaving a comfort zone.
95年夏天的时候，那个时候我要去读神学，想不到我们的院长说你要来之前必须我要跟你面试。
In the summer of 1995, I decided to go to the seminary, but the principal said there must be an interview before.
那时候我们住在 Indianapolis.
At that time, we were living in Indianapolis.
我们的神学院是在洛杉矶。
The seminary is in LA.
那一天的早晨啊，没有要送我上机场。
In that morning, Mrs. Chen would send pastor to the airport.
那个雨下的非常非常大，我以致我担心，觉得今天的飞机可能不能起飞了。
the rain was pouring and I was afraid that the flight would be cancelled.
但是那么奇妙，当飞机冲过云层，上面竟是艳阳蓝天呐、
啊。Wonderfully, the when plane took off and flying above the cloud, and there was sunny.
所以那天给我生命上是一个很大的提醒。
And it was a reminder that in my life.
乌云之上是艳阳蓝天。
Above the cloud, it's the sun. There is sunshine.
好，我们再来看马太福音第二段的圣经是十四章三十节。
Then let's turn back to Matthew 14, verse 30.
彼得只因为看到风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink.Crying out, Lord, save me.
我们一起来仔细读这一段的经文。
Now let's study carefully about this verse.
就可以发现彼得下沉的原因不是因为海上风大，而是因为他看见海上风大，心里害怕，于是身体就开始沉下去。
We found out the reason Peter started to sink was not because of the wind and the storm.But because he was afraid.
圣经在这里省略了彼得跳船下海，开始的时候他看到耶稣踏水，他也是能够如履平地的。
In the Bible, it didn't put in detail that Peter was walk on the water as on the ground as Jesus at the beginning.
彼得只是当他将眼目从耶稣身上挪开，才看到风浪甚大，心里害怕，身子才渐渐下沉的。
But when Peter turned his eyes away from Jesus and saw the high wave, he started to be afraid, then got to sink.
所以耶稣没有安慰他，彼得啊，今天风浪太大，不能怪你，而是明明的责问他，你这个小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
Jesus didn't find excuses for Peter saying it's not your fault because the storm was too strong, but Jesus rebuked Peter saying, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
所以弟兄姐妹，不管怎么说，彼得是在水上，虽然只是走了那么几步，但这个经历是超然的，也是不得了的。
Even though Peter wasonly be able to walk a few steps on the water, but this experience was magnificent to him.
原来作为一个门徒，他一路只是看着耶稣行神迹，就像白天在几个小时以前，耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，还收拾了零碎十二篮。
As a disciple, Peter saw Jesus perform miracle many times, just as a while ago, Jesus fed 5,000 people.With five loaves of bread and two fish, and with the leftover, filled 12 baskets.
但是现在不一样，因着信心，他竟然可以踏水在水面上。
Now this moment was different because of faith, he could walk on the water.
彼得知道开始的那几步不是他在踏水，而是耶稣用手托着他的脚在水面上。
He knew for those few steps he walked on the water.It was not because of him, but it was because of Jesus holding him up with his hand.
虽然他最后是失败了，但那在信心中成功的几步，却是他属灵生命中一个新的台阶。
Though he failed it later, but these few steps became the platform for his faith.
原来人是可以在信心中做梦的，是可以在上帝的带领下做出完全超越自己能力、经验和思想的事情的。
So we know we can do things beyond our understanding, our dream in the faith given from God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们可以说彼得不是唯一一个以信心放胆跟随耶稣的人。我们中间有许多的人像他一样。
We can say Peter is not the only one following Jesus taking the venture and there are a lot of people among us have the same experience.
我们中间有许多的人像他一样，因着对主的信心，已经离开了舒适安全的船舱，勇敢的跳船下海，为主冒险。
There are many of us, just like Peter, willingly to follow the Jesus, taking a venture and jump out of the boat, taking a venture for God.
我们中间有许多人在我们教会中有了第一次。
There are many of us has the first time.Among our church.
今天几个年轻人带领敬拜是第一次。
This is the first time that the youth responsible for the worship fully.
我相信他们是一个冒险，心里其实蛮害怕的。
I think they may be scared, consider this as an adventure.
我们也看到，在我们中间刚刚受洗不到半年的海波，竟然能够好几次带主日学。
And we see among us there's.Haibo, who just been baptized half a year ago, and he's teaching Sunday school for many classes.
我看他也有害怕。
I think he may be afraid a little.
我们也看到明利弟兄，大家记得他很有讲道的恩赐，但是你知道吗？他才是来到我们教会才开始讲道的。
And we know Brother Mingli.Was blessed with preaching, but do you know he just started to preach when he came to our church?
刚才我们讲到团契，其实慧文姐妹在我们中间，她也是第一次带妇女团契啊，在一个教会中啊。
As we talk about fellowship, and Sister Hui Wen has her first time experience leading a fellowship of women fellowship.
大家算一算我们。教会中有七个小组，有多少个组长是第一次当组长的？你们算得出来吗
？So we have seven small groups, in our church. Do you know how many about the leaders are the first time leader?
飞奇一定是第一个当组长，第一次，对不对？
飞奇，
卫东是不是？卫东是不是第一次啊？哦，他太太在点头，我看到。卫静和陈静是不是第一次？我不知道，过去带过吗？哦，已经带过了，你们不是的。OK。那我不知道长老是不是带过小组。长老带过吗？也带过，没有带过啊。其实我要讲说的，还有我牧师也要开始做组长了。今天我正好有特别的事情跟小安牧师打了一个 email。
And today I had a special consideration regard some.To email.
Yeah. 今年三月，他在我们中间有小组的培训。
In the past March, he had a training among us.
我送他上机场的时候，他告诉我说：“志刚，你最好去自己做小组长，以后你带领别人来培训这个组长。”
And Pastor Xiaoan told our pastor, "You'd better be a small group leader yourself."Then you know how to train other people.
我说现在我要在祷告会，要在主日崇拜，要做小组长，我不是死掉了吗
？Then pastor said, now I'm responsible for a prayer meeting, Sunday preaching, and if I would be a small group leader, then I will be dead.
那在上帝那一天就对我说，你死就死吧。
And for that day, God told pastor through the scripture, then if Dead, then let it be.
所以我今天给他 email， 我说，小安，你还记得吗？那天我跟你讲的，神对我说死就死吧，我真的今天是真的死了。我说，今天就是我要做组长上任的第一天了。我说。
And today, our pastor told Pastor Xiaoan that he today will be the first week. Start the first week, he will be a small group leader, and he mentioned that a verse that if it deathThen let it be.
接下来几个月，我相信我们蒙训班里还有许多人要跟着跳船下海。第一次可能就要去做一对一或者一对二的守望别人，带领门徒。
I believe soon there will be quite a few people among the disciple training group will have their first time experience leading one to two training.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要勇敢一点，因为我们看见是我们的主在我们的面前。
So, brothers, sisters, let us be brave, Because we see God is in front of us.
我们要学习彼得有愿意做梦、敢于冒险的勇气。
We need to learn from Peter that we should have the courage to dream the dreams.
今天我们每个人都可以在上帝面前扪心自问，在我们的里面有没有感动和彼得可以说同样的话，说主，如果是你，请你叫我走到你面前来。
Let's look inside of our heart and see if there is the courage, as Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water.
我们要清楚地记得，彼得的失败不是因为环境的难处，他下沉的不是因为风高浪急。
Let us remember, Peter's failure was not because of the stormy sea. It was not because of the gusty wind and high wave.
彼得的失败是因为他的眼目从耶稣身上挪开，彼得的下沉是因为看到风浪过于看主的脸面。
Peter's failure was because he turned away his eyes from Jesus. He sank because he considered the environment more than Jesus' power.
我们来看第三处的圣经，我们要读两节，就是十四章三十一节、三十二节。
Now let's read Matthew chapter 14, verse 31 and 32.
来，耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说：“你这小信的人呐、啊，为什么疑惑呢？”他们上了船，风就住了。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请记得，在彼得旅海的故事里，耶稣一开始就没有制止彼得说：“不要跳船下海。”
Let's remember, Jesus never stopped Peter from jumping out of the boat.
最后，当彼得旅海失败的时候，耶稣也没有说：“彼得，今天是因为风浪再大，我们找个风平浪静的日子再来试试吧。”
When Peter failed, Jesus didn't find an excuse and said, "Today's failure was because of the stormy sea. We find another time to try."
耶稣在责问彼得：“为什么你对我能让你如履平地走到我面前来的信心疑惑呢？”
Jesus was asking Peter, "Why you doubt my power that could let you walk on the water as on the ground?"
我们从圣经的记载上得知，彼得旅海的故事发生在彼得跟随耶稣两年之后。
We know from the Bible recording that this story happened after Peter being a disciple of Jesus 2 years.
那个时候，他已经无数次的亲眼目睹了耶稣所行的神迹奇事，以及知道耶稣有上头来的能力和权柄。
By that time, Peter should be know Jesus very well, that he has the power from the heaven.
今天彼得在信心的试炼上失败了，神还会兴起环境继续叫他做信心的功课。但是即使有一天彼得重新面临跳船旅海的机会，彼得在属灵上的挑战仍然不是风浪，还是他要面对耶稣的信心。今天彼得在试炼上失败了。
Peter failed in the spiritual trial.
神还会兴起环境继续叫他做信心的功课。
God will raise another chance to improve his faith.
但是即使有一天彼得重新面临跳船下海的机会，他的挑战仍然不是风浪，而是对耶稣的信心。
If Peter faced another challenge, it's not going to be the storm, butto put his faith in Jesus.
同样，当我们有一天看到耶稣旅海，当耶稣鼓励我们跟随他冒险下海的时候，我们面对的挑战也是同样的。
So one day we may face the same challenge as Peter to jump out of boat and follow Jesus taking adventure. The challenge will be the same, is to face the Jesus.
同样，我们的挑战也同样不是风浪的大小，而是我们对耶稣信心的多少。
Our challenge is not about the environment, but it's how big our faith towards God.
神知道你我今天正面对各样人生的风浪。
God knows us. We're dealing with a lot of adversity in our life.
我们试着可以列举这样的一些事实，你看看是不是风浪正在我们的生命中。
We can see these facts and see and judge if we are under the storming.
侍奉看不到果效，身心灵却倍感疲乏。
We don't see the positive result from our service, but we tired spiritually and physically.
自己的身体已经日渐衰落，突然又出现了新的状况。
Our body decays gradually, but the new problem came suddenly.
工作难找，但是又与主管发生了冲突，与同事的关系也越见紧张。
It's hard to find a job outside, but trouble between the colleagues and the boss intensify.
下一年高中就要毕业了，却不知道接下来应该去哪里继续念书。
Next year be graduated from high school, but no idea where to go for the university.
想离开不良的朋友和嗜好，但又不知道离开之后可以与谁玩在一起玩什么。
Want to leaving the bad influence from those friends, but not knowing where to find a new friend and what hobby to develop.
自己已经说过无数遍了，但是儿子仍然不改，女儿照样顶嘴。
Saying many times to the children, but the son will not listen, and daughter talk back.
还有莫名的怒气，还有难以挥去的孤独。
And also the anger coming from nowhere.And the loneliness cannot describe.
还有世俗的诱惑和肉体的情欲。
And the temptation from this secular world and the desire from the flesh.
我们每一个身心灵里的难处和挣扎，每一种环境上的压力和冲击，都好像是风浪。
All those struggles and stress and difficulty from the environment, they're.The storm in our life.
都要把我们的身体好像层层的拖下水去。
Those things want to pull us down, sink us in.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在这样的时候，你有没有看到耶稣正在你的面前
？At this moment, do you see Jesus is just in front of you?
重要的不是你脚下的风浪有多大，而是你愿意不愿意将你的目光转移到耶稣的身上。
The important thing is not how big the wave is, but were you willing to turn your eyes upon Jesus?
重要的是愿不愿意，敢不敢你将你的信心和依靠放在耶稣的身上。
The important thing is whether you were willing to put your faith onto Jesus.
耶稣知道你的生命里头，因为有他，你还有梦，还有一份激动和盼望。
Jesus know you have a passion and a dream because Jesus is in your life.
其实你的心里也在告诉你自己，既然靠自己无路可走，是不是应该把主权交给主，把结果也交给主。
A lot of time you know there is no way out, depend on yourself, and you're wondering if you should give your life authority to God and let the result taken care of by God.
或许有人觉得今天他的生活是风平浪静，悠然自得的。
Maybe somebody enjoyed the comfort and easiness of their life.
其实今天圣灵一样也在提醒你，你的生命不应该只是一个重复，每一天活在自我的里面。
And also the Spirit also reminds you that you shouldn't live just a repetitive life, living every day the same.
今天圣灵在对你说话，让你看到耶稣他就在你的面前，看见他正微笑着向你伸出手来。
Today, the Holy Spirit reminds us, Jesus is in front of us, he is walking towards and with his hands reaching out to us.
耶稣正在鼓励你跳船下海，跟随他，效法他，踏水行走在海面上。
Jesus is now encouraging you to jump out of boat and walk on the water just as he did.
我们大家可以注意这个故事最后一句话非常有意思，14章32节说他们上了船，风就住了。
There's something interesting in the last verse, which is 32 said, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down.
这清清楚楚地告诉我们，原来这些风浪都是耶稣在导演，都是耶稣所策划的。
Then we know, these, storm and high wave was orchestrated by God.
在五饼二鱼的神迹之后，耶稣想借着风浪，想要将彼得也将他的门徒带进一个更深的属灵进程。
After the miracle of five loaves and two fish, Jesus wanted to elevate his disciple to a new level in faith.
弟兄姐妹，作为主日信息，现在就应该结束了。
As the message for this Sunday, we should stop here.
但是我还意犹未尽，今天我要想给弟兄姐妹多一点信心上的鼓励。
And I would like to encourage you a little bit more.
我想给大家吃一道美味的甜点。
And there is a delicious dessert I prepared.
我现在邀请大家等会观看下面一个短片，名字叫《爱让生命完整》。
And I like to present a clip called "Love Complete Life."
短片的主人翁是一只小狗。
The main character of this clip is a little dog.
我相信圣灵会借着这只小狗再次对你我说话。
And I believe the Holy Spirit will teach us through this little dog.
他要提醒我们，要我们靠着对上帝的信心和信念，让我们的生命变得更为完整。
He will remind us through the faith towards the God.Our life will be complete.
等我们看完了这个短片，我们再一起做祷告。
After we watching this clip, then we pray.